Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, November 5th, 2020. Stand up for your country. You know, all this turbulence in our nation, the election and all that, has really benefited us here on the No Spin News, BillO'Reilly.com, the First TV. We have now millions of people watching us. I never thought I would see that. And the very simple reason they're watching us is because it's almost impossible to get honest information from the corporate media. You just can't do it. So if you really want to know what's going on, you have to come here. I don't follow the other podcasts very much, but there's nobody really does a daily news program, I don't think, the way that we do. So I'm happy you're here. And tell your friends. I mean, this is important for every one of us who loves our country and who wants the best for the nation and for our families. It's important you know what's going on. Okay, so we're going to begin with the election being challenged by the Trump administration. No doubt this is going to take place over the next 30 to 60 days. How far it goes depends on the evidence. There has to be evidence presented of vote tampering, vote fraud, and other things that may not have been honest. It's as simple as that. So the Trump administration has to compile this evidence. You and I have to see it. The courts have to see it. If they're able to do that, then the Supreme Court's going to have to make this call. Now, understand, the courts do not want to decide on elections. They don't want to do that. I had to do it in Florida in the year 2000 with Gore and Bush. They don't want to do it because you can understand. You don't want judges appointing politicians, you want the folks to elect them. But now we've got a lot of dubious things going on. Word of the day, dubious. So I suspect there is evidence, whether it's felonious or not, I don't know, but I suspect there is evidence of voter misbehavior in three places. Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Fulton County, Georgia. And I base this upon my knowing people in those areas, what they're telling me is happening, the local news reportage, and it makes no sense at all, none, that Nevada announces today it will not complete its vote count until late next week. That's impossible. There's something wrong there. Now, the Trump administration has people there. They know that the governor is a shady guy in Nevada. And so there I have my eye. Now, in Arizona, let the count play out. I don't believe that Donald Trump's going to win Arizona, but it's possible. It's possible. In Fulton County, Georgia, they can't count the votes, or they won't. That's Atlanta. So every day I look at the vote tallies and they're going Biden's way after Election Day had Trump up pretty big in Georgia. And Fulton County can't really tell you why there's a delay there. We don't really know. Pennsylvania, same thing. Going to take them 10 days to count these ballots? And Trump was up by 600,000 on Election Day. He's down about 150,000. Does that make sense to anybody? I know Philadelphia's liberal, but does that make sense to you? It doesn't make sense. All right, Michigan, we have places like that. In Wisconsin, we have places like that. But I don't believe the president's going to get anywhere in Wisconsin or in Arizona. But Michigan, Detroit, it's a dicey area. Philadelphia, same thing. And by dicey, I mean that the area is notorious for things that aren't quite clear, these areas. So you got Clark County, Nevada, that's Vegas. You got Detroit, Michigan. You got Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Is anybody going to come in and say, oh, no, those are pristine places? I don't think they are. Anyway, I'm generalizing because I don't have any specific information tonight to give you. I don't have it. That's the job of the FBI. Now, they are there. They're there. I recommended yesterday that they be sent, and they have been.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So right now there are four lawsuits lodged by the Trump administration. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia are the places where the lawsuits are in play. But again, you got to have evidence. You just can't throw it around because any judge getting it is going to throw it out unless there's evidence. And I want to give you a good example of something that's floating around that you should know about. So I get in letters on this, and I hear it on talk radio, and I heard it on cable news last night. 130,000 votes appeared in Michigan, write-ins, with not one of them for Donald Trump. That's what they call a national myth right now. That's floating everywhere. And one of President Trump's lawyers even said it on national television. Roll the tape.
But why you have states that are pausing their counts and then starting up their counts again hours later when suddenly you have, like in the state of Michigan, you have 138,000 votes that magically appear that are all 100% Biden votes. Can you imagine the Democrats' outrage if all 100% of these were Trump ballots?
No, that did not happen. All right. So there was a computer problem. They call it a data glitch, all right, in Michigan. But it was corrected very quickly to reflect the total of the votes that were in play, all right? So according to an organization called Recode, which watches the vote, this was a, quote, simple error from a file created by the state that was ingested. In other words, a numerical typo, unquote. Now, I believe that's true. I don't believe 138,000 votes appeared in Michigan and not one of them was for Donald Trump, because that's just too obvious. I mean, you're going to go to prison if you're behind that. But this is all over the place. It's my job to sort this out. In a moment, the final thought, what President Trump is going to do when he's no longer president. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Okay, final thought of the day. Donald Trump will leave the White House. He'll leave in January or 4 years from January. I give the odds of him staying for four more years at about 25%. Arizona is everything. Okay, when he leaves, what will he do? Well, if you read The United States of Trump, you know Donald Trump is addicted to the spotlight. He's got to be in it. So he's not going to get back down to Florida and run a real estate operation. He'll still do that, you know, as a chief, but he is going to get into the media. I believe he's going to be in charge of his own media operation, funded by other people. He's not going to put his own money in. They're going to come to him, and they're going to buy a cable channel. And it's going to be fronted by Donald Trump. And it's going to be news and information and all that. That's what I think is going to happen. Now, do I know that inside baseball? I do not. I do not. But I'm pretty savvy in this media world. So you've heard it here. Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon.